All right, tell our viewers right now, once and for all, the difference between an isolationist and a non-interventionist.
An isolationist is a protectionist that builds walls around the country. They don't like to trade. They don't like to travel about the world. And they like to put sanctions on different countries. So some of the people who call me that are actually much more in favor of sanctions and limited trade. They're the ones who don't want to trade with Cuba, and they want to put sanctions on anybody who blinks their eye at them. And yet the opposite is what we believe in. We believe Nixon did the right thing by opening up trade doors with China, because that is when we quit killing each other, and that we are more at peace with them, because we better be, because they have become our banker. So non-intervention is quite a bit different. It's what the founders advised: to get along with people, trade with people, and to practice diplomacy, rather than having this militancy of telling people what to do and how to run the world and building walls around our own country. That is isolationism. It's a far cry from what we believe in.
And just to be precise, you want to bring all U.S. troops home, not just from Iraq and Afghanistan, but from Germany, Japan, South Korea, every place else around the world. Is that right?
Yeah, because I believe in national defense, and our first responsibility, or probably one of the major responsibilities of the federal government, is in national defense. And fighting these wars does not help us. I mean, getting bogged down in Afghanistan brought the Soviet Union to its knees, and it's bringing us to our knees, too. We've been there 10 years, and it's contributing this huge deficit that we have. Those wars over there have contributed $4 trillion worth of debt in the last 10 years. So, yeah, I want to bring them home, and I think we'll be stronger for it. I think we'll have a stronger national defense, and we'll have a lot stronger economy. If we're serious about straightening this mess up, we have to deal with foreign policy as well as monetary policy and fiscal policy and tax policy.